together, let's ask God for His guidance of today's service.
愿主耶稣的平安喜乐与我们大家同在。
And may God's peace and joy be with us.
我们一起来祈祷。
Let us all pray.
愿大家平安。
Peace be among everyone.
从明天开始，我们有两个礼拜的神学训练。
Starting from tomorrow, we will commence our 2 weeks theological training.
一般是在太平洋教会。
The one session will be at Pacifica Church.
另外一班是在圣何西教会。
The other session will be held at San Jose Church.
这两班合起来的人大概有100个来参加。
And total combined attendance are about 200 people.
100个。
Oh, excuse me, 100 people.
我们感谢主从美国各地的青年来参加神学训练。
And we thank God very much that youth from all over the country have come to attend.
神学训练的目标就是要服侍神。
The goal of theological training is to ultimately serve the Lord.
所以神学训练就是一种预备。
So theological training is a way of preparing us.
让我们能够过一个服侍的生活。
So that we can live a life of servitude.
我们请来看帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
Just turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
帖撒罗尼迦 前书第一章。
Thessalonians chapter 1.
第九节。
Verse 9.
第一章第九节。
Chapter 1 verse 9.Verse 9, for they themselves report what kind of reception you gave us. They tell how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God.
第十节。
Verse 10, and to wait for his son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the coming wrath.
这两节圣经节告诉我们，从属灵上来讲，我们人活着有三件事情。
And here from these few verses, it tells us that especially there's three things.
第一件就是要归向神。
First, we must turn to God.
那第二件就是要服侍神。
Second, we must serve our Lord, God.
第三个就是等候神。
Third, we must wait for God.
那这个三个互相有关系。
These three components relate to one another.
因为我们归向神，我们才能够服侍神。
In order for us to serve God, we must turn to God first.
有好多人虽然有心服侍神，但是他没有办法服侍。
A lot of people have the heart to serve, but they cannot.
因为他的生活没有归向神。
Because their lifestyle have not turned towards God.
没有以神为中心。
They have not magnified God in their lives.
我们仔细看，在人生有美好服侍的人，大部分生活都很简单。
We can see that from all the examples that those who serve the Lord well, they live a simple life.
因为这样才有办法归向神。
That is the only way for us to turn towards God.
以神为我们生活的中心。
We must center God in our lives.
这样我们才能够服侍神。
That's the only way for us to serve the Lord.
那服侍神，我们才能够预备来等候主耶稣。
And in serving the Lord, then we can wait for God.
因为主耶稣再来的那一天是跟我们算账的一天。
When God comes the second time, He will have an account with us.
如果我们是又良善又忠心的仆人，我们就可以进到乐园里面享受永远的福分。
If we have been good and if we have been a loyal servant, then we will be allowed to enter into the heavenly kingdom.
如果我们是又恶又懒的仆人，我们就被放到外面去接受永刑。
And if we have been lazy and if we've been bad, then we'll be cast out of the kingdom in heaven.
服侍神是一种机会，也是一种恩典。
To serve the Lord is an opportunity, is also a grace from God.
那到底服侍神是怎么一回事？
So how can we serve the Lord?
哥林多前后书里面有很多的比喻在描写我们对神的服侍。
There's a lot of examples or things.
用很实际的例子让我们来了解服侍神是怎么一回事。
It has very concrete example to teach us how we can serve the Lord.
所以服侍神虽然神是无形看不见的，但是服侍神并不是很抽象的，是很具体的。
Even though we're serving our Lord, our Master is not able, we're not able to see with our naked eyes, but the servitude, the action is very concrete.
那今天我们要来学习，服侍神就是学习做主耶稣的精兵。
Today we would like to learn that in serving the Lord, we must become His soldier.
我想跟大家来分享四个重点。
I'd like to share with you four main points.
我们先来看哥林多后书第十章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第十章。
Excuse me, 2 Corinthians chapter 10.
第四节。
Verse 4.
我们征战的兵器本不是属乎血气，乃是在神面前有能力可以攻破坚固的营垒。
Verse 4, the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds.
第三节。
Verse 3,
因为我们虽然在血气中行事，却不凭着血气征战。
For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does.
我们如果仔细从第一章一直第一节十章第一节到十四节
If we clear, read carefully verses 1 through 14
这个里面有很多是在打战的时候用的一些名词
You will find a lot of terminologies that are associated with warfare.
好像说兵器这是打战用的。
For example, weaponry, that's what you use in wars, in combat.
所以我们在信仰的生活当中这是一场属灵的征战。
So we acknowledge the fact that in our spirituality, we wage constantly wars.
那这个是属灵的，所以是看不见的。
Since it's in spirit, therefore we cannot see that battle.
如果我们今天决定信耶稣
If today we've decided to believe in Jesus Christ,
那我们就开始过着征战的生活
Then we've already commenced our spiritual battle.
那到底如果是征战那一定要有敌人
So if there is a war, there must be an enemy.
我们的信仰生活有两个敌人
In our spiritual lives, there are two enemies.
一个是在里面的
One is within us.
一个是在外面的
One is outside of Our body.
那什么叫做得胜
So what is the true meaning of winning the war?
得胜就是把里面的敌人打败了也把外面的敌人打败了
Winning the war means that we have fought and won the war from within and also from outside.
好我们先来看第一个敌人就是在里面的
Let's look at our first enemy which is within us.
先看加拉太书
Let's turn to Galatians,
第五章
verse 5.
加拉太书第五章
Galatians chapter 5.
十七节
verse 17. Verse 17, for the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the spirit, and the spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other so that...You do not do what you want.
好，这个地方告诉我们说圣灵跟情欲相争。
Here it tells us that the sinful nature or sinful nature is contradicting to the spirit.
这个情欲英文翻作 sinful nature， 我再翻回来中文就是说罪的本性。好，我们人在我们内心里面有良心。
We all have conscience within us.
这个良心是善良的本性。
And that is basically the root of our good, root of our good.
但是在我们里面也有罪的本性。
But also within us, we have the sinful nature as well.
那这个罪的本性会变成一种权势在控制我们。
And our sinful nature could potentially becomebecome element that imprisons us.
所以这个十九节在讲情欲的事情，奸淫、污秽、邪荡、拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、争竞、恼恨、嫉妒、结党、纷争，讲了很多。
And that's why in verse 19 it contains a lot of acts of our sinful nature.
我们仔细看为什么我们人会受苦？
And if we think about it carefully, why is it that humans will suffer?
为什么我们家庭会发生问题？
Why is it that we have a lot of problems in our families?
为什么我们婚姻会发生问题？
Why is it that there is a lot of divorce and problems within marriages.
常常是因为里面的罪的本性。
Most oftentimes it's because the result of our sinful nature.
然后我们被罪的本性控制。
Most often it's because we are being controlled by our sinful natures.
所以保罗没有信耶稣以前，他有良心。
Paul, before he believed in Christ, he had also conscience within him.
但他发现哦，他想要做的善，他做不出来。
However, he found that the good deeds that he wished to carry out, he could not.
他想不做的恶，他一直去做。
But on the other hand, the bad deeds that he does not want to carry out, he keeps on performing.
他有决心。
He has determination.
但是他没有办法得胜。
However, he could not win over that battle.
为什么？
Why?
因为这个罪的本性太有力量。
Because his sinful nature was overpowering him.
好像一个监牢把人关在里面。
He was imprisoned by his sinful nature.
所以我们天天立志，天天犯罪。
So a lot of folks make determinations daily, but still sin daily.
所以你看，我们现在虽然科技发达，虽然经济发达，但是罪没有减少。
Even though our technology, our science have advanced, however, our sinful deeds have not diminished.
因为里面有一个恶在控制我们。
Because we all have the sinful nature, evil desire within us that wish to control us.
我们到底要怎么打败我们里面这个罪性呢？
So how can we overcome this sinful nature of ours?
圣经告诉我们二十二节。
The Bible tells us in verse 22.
说圣灵所结的果子。
By the fruit of the Spirit.
好，那再看十六节。
Verse 16.
说放顺着圣灵行，就不放纵肉体的情欲。
Those live by Spirit will not gratify the desire of the sinful nature.
可见神把圣灵降在我们身上。
So indeed, God has granted us His Spirit.
给我们一种能力。
He's given us this power.
那当我们被圣灵充满
，When we are filled with the Spirit,
神的能力充满我们里面。
God's power will fill us.
我们就从这个罪的权势、这个控制之下得到自由。
Then we will be able to free ourselves from the imprisonment of our sinful natures.
你自然就不会想要去做不好的事情。
Naturally, we will not want to do that. Things that are bad.
那这个叫做基督里面的自由。
And that's what we called a freedom within Christ.
所以当一个人要脱离罪，唯一的一条路是来寻找主耶稣的帮助。
So for a person wishing to depart from sinful nature, the only way is to find Jesus Christ.
因为他是大有能力的神。
Because he is omnipotent.
离开主耶稣，人就不可能脱离罪。
Those who depart from Lord Jesus Christ,will not be able to free themselves from sinful nature.
因为这个权势太大了。
Because their power is too great for us to handle.
这个住在我们里面的圣灵会结果子。
So the Bible tells us that the Spirit living within us will bear fruits.
我们大家就知道，你种过果树，你就知道几年之后，它的生命很旺盛，它自然就结果子。
If you have planted fruit-bearing trees, you'll know that in a few years, they will flourish and produce fruits.
当我们不断地被圣灵充满，我们的生命在成长，很自然你在生活中就表现很多好的这种美德。
Likewise, when we are seated with the Spirit within us, and we flourish, and we will naturally bear fruit of the Spirit through our daily living.
那这个好德就取代了罪的权势。
So this good in us will overtake the bad in us.
这个是信仰的给我们的一个好处。
So this is one of the benefit of our faith.
所以我们不要一直了解信仰的好处都是从经济上来多少啊！我信耶稣我可以赚多少钱，不要从这个方向来看。
We should not focus on the materialistic financial benefits of believing in Christ and thinking that he will bless us materialistically.
信仰是我们家庭幸福的保障。
Our faith is the insurance and protection of a good family and good living.
是我们做成一个高贵的人，不被罪控制的一条有效的道路。
Our faith is the only path for us to have freedom on our journey of faith and spirituality.
所以，不管你经济再好，你的能力再高，信仰是绝对需要的。
No matter how rich you are, how wealthy, how able you are.You still need faith.
因为只有这一条路才可以把我们往上提升。
Because only through that way we can elevate ourselves spiritually.
没有神的力量，我们就往下沉沦。
Without the power of God, we will we will decay. Because the sinful nature within us is
very strong.
So that's the first battle that we must have, which is the enemy from within. Outside of our body, there's also a very formidable enemy. Let's turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书第一章,
1 Peter chapter 1.
第五章,
chapter 5, 1 Peter.
第八节,
verse 8.
彼得前书第五章的第八节,
1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8.
务要谨守警醒, 因为你们的仇敌如同吼叫的狮子, 遍地游行, 寻找可吞之的人。
Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour.
这里很清楚说, 你的敌人。
Here clearly says that your enemy.
我们想我跟大家都很好, 我没有敌人啊。
You may feel that I'm good friends with everyone. I do not have any enemies.
世界上能够做到没有敌人, 这是一种很大的成功。
If you can live in this world and do not have any enemies, then you've succeeded.
但是更大的成功就是我们要打败那个看不见那个敌人。
However, the better success in this world is that if we can overcome that enemy that we cannot see.
那这里说，这是你们的仇敌魔鬼。
Here it says that your enemy, the devil.
所以魔鬼是看不见的。
We cannot see devil.
因此这个是最可怕的一个敌人。
So that is the most formidable enemy that we can have.
你看美国有恐怖分子, 你看得出来哪一个吗?
For example, in the United States, there's a lot of terrorists, but would you be able to tell them apart from others? You probably won't.
这个是最危险的。
So that's very scary.
因为你看得出来, 你就可以防卫。
If you can tell who your enemies are, then you can protect yourself and defend yourself.
但是你看不出来, 你就没有办法防卫。
However, when you cannot see them, then you cannot defend yourself.
今天网络非常的发达。
And today, the internet is very flourishes.
你可以找到很多的资讯。
You can see a lot of information and knowledge.
但是你网络怎么找, 你就找不出有什么资讯能够告诉你魔鬼是什么。
However, I don't think that you'll be able to find on the internet the true definition or where of devil or where devil exists.
那魔鬼是怎么样要打败我们?
And you won't find devil's plan on with us.
因为魔鬼的存在是灵的存在。
Because the devil is a spiritual being.
是眼睛看不见的。
It is something that we cannot see with our eyes.
所以除非对圣经有很清楚的认识, 没有人能够告诉你魔鬼是什么。
So unless you have a true understanding of the Bible, then you will not have a good knowledge of the devil.
但是魔鬼是看不见的杀手。
So, but we all know that the devil is the enemy or the killer that we cannot see.
如果我们现在在这里敬老会,
and if today we are paying tribute to the elders,
我想65岁还算很年轻啊。
And perhaps 65 year old, we would still consider us to be young.
因为现在65岁人看起来不像老啊。
Today, those who are 65, they don't look like they're very advanced in age.
但是如果你要到非洲去办敬老会哦, 50岁就找不到几个人。
But if you go to Africa and if you want to pay tribute to the elders, you will not find anybody in the room that exceeds the age of probably 55.
50岁, or 50. 55. 50. 好,
why? Because in Africa, there's a lot of enemies of theirs that cannot be seen.
第一个,
first.
疟疾。 Malaria.
Malaria.
第二个,
second.
艾滋病,
AIDS.
所以你看他年轻的时候很壮。
You will see that when they're young, they're very fit.
第二年去他不见了, 已经埋到体里, 土里了。
But the second year you go, they're no longer there because they've been buried in the ground already.
为什么年轻这么壮, 怎么一年就死掉了?
And I've always wondered, how come these fit youth would pass in such a young age.
因为是看不见的杀手，他们不知道。
Because they have a lot of killers that they cannot see, including disease.
所以就被杀掉了。
So they've been all killed.
那我们在这个属灵世上有看不见的杀手。
So in our spiritual journey, we also have the unforeseen enemies.
就是魔鬼。
That is the devil.
那魔鬼到底要做什么？
So what is the intent of the devil?
我们回到彼得前书第五章。
Let's turn back to 1 Peter chapter 5,
第八节
verse 8.
说魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞之的。
Peter says that your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour.
说魔鬼到处在走。
The devil prowls around this world.
如果今天神开我们眼睛，
If today God opens our eyes,
你可以看到天国。
You will see the heaven.
你可以看到到处都是天使。
You will see angels everywhere.
但是如果神开我们眼睛，
But if God also opens your eyes,
你也可以看到到处都是魔鬼。
You will see that the devil is everywhere.
他是灵界的存在。
It exists in the spiritual realm.
到处都有。
It is everywhere.
那魔鬼的目标是什么？
So what is the goal of the devil?
要寻找可吞吃的人。
To look for someone to devour.
就是要把它吃掉。
He wants to eat us.
首先我们要了解什么叫做得救。
So today we must understand what is considered a salvation.
得救不是从你的故乡来到美国。
To be saved does not mean to come from your homeland to the United States.
好，我们先来看《使徒行传》二十六章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 26.
使徒行传二十六章。
Acts chapter 26.
十七十八节。
Verse 18.
使徒行传二十六章的十八节。
Acts chapter 26, verse 18.
我差你到他们那里去，是要叫他们眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明。从撒旦的权下归向神，又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切重生的人同得基业。
To open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
今天为什么很难叫人信耶稣？
Why is it that today in our society it's very difficult to bring people to Christ?
因为眼睛看不到。
First of all, because Christ is not someone that you can see with your eyes.
如果今天眼睛看到了，要信就不是这么困难。
If today everyone can see Christ, then it's probably very easy for people to believe in God.
但是如果眼睛看到了，那就不叫做信。
However, if you can see with your eyes, then it's not called faith.
信就是眼睛看不到，但是你相信它的存在。
To believe means that you cannot see the being that you're believing in, but you acknowledge its existence.
所以传福音就是叫人眼睛得开。
So to preach means to have others open their eyes.
就是我们的肉眼之外能够看到灵界的存在。
So that other than our physical eyes that we can see with our spiritual eyes.
那到底眼睛怎么开？
How can we open our eyes?
神赐给我们圣灵。
God granted us His Holy Spirit.
你得到圣灵，你的灵眼开了。
Once you receive the Spirit, then your spiritual eyes shall be opened.
那你读圣经，你能够了解。
Then when you read the Bible, you will understand.
因为好多人啊，圣经每一个字都懂，每一句话都懂，但是里面讲什么我不知道。
So many people understand every single word literally in the Bible, but do not understand the meaning of the parable or the Bible.
因为他的心眼没有开。
Because his spiritual eyes was not open.
那眼睛一开，圣经看得懂，你就知道有灵界。
Once your spiritual eyes is open, and you read the Bible, then you will receive spiritual knowledge from God.
得救就是从黑暗归向光明。
To be saved means to turn from darkness to light.
没有得救是在黑暗里面。
To be in darkness means you have not been saved.
那得救是从撒旦的权下归向神。
To be saved is also to come from the power of Satan to God.
所以我们是活在两个力量当中。
We constantly are living within two powerful beings.
一个是神的力量。
One is the power from God.
一个是魔鬼的力量。
One is the power from Satan.
所以得救就是从魔鬼这个力量的控制之下来进到神的力量之下。
To receive true salvation means that we've freed ourselves from the power of Satan and become under the power of God.
因此这个过程本身就是一种征战。
So that progress, that journey in itself is a battle.
但是我们已经进到神里面的，我们要不要忘记，这个魔鬼不甘心，一直要把你拖回去。
However, those of us who've already been encamped with God's side, we have to understand that Satan will not let loose.
魔鬼到处走，要找那个已经得救的人，要把他吃掉。
It's still looking to devour us and to turn us back.
要把他拉回去。
He wants us back under his power.
所以信仰是一种征战。
So our faith is a form of a battle.
如果我们没有得胜，我们就被魔鬼打败，被他吃掉，被他拉回去。
If we do not overcome this battle, then we will be led back and devoured by Satan again.
那到底魔鬼怎么把我们拉回去？
So how can Satan turn us back?
下面我们再看。
Let's continue to read.
18节的下半句。
The latter portion of verse 18.
又因信我得蒙赦罪。
So that they may receive forgiveness of sins.
我们因为罪得赦免，我们才能够进到神的国。
In order for us to enter into the heavenly kingdom, we have to receive forgiveness of sins.
那罪的赦免，这是神给我们的恩典。
And God grants us this grace, and by forgiving us of our sins.
不是人修养来的。
It's not something that we would practice by ourselves.
不可能靠自己的修养脱离罪。
We cannot practice and be good ourselves and take away our own sins.
所以罪得赦免，这是神给我们白白的恩典。
So, the fact that God forgive us of our sins is a free grace or blessing that is granted by God.
那魔鬼要把我们拖回去，就是叫我们再犯罪。
So Satan wants to drag us back to him, and in doing so, causing us to sin.
所以你现在看到，世界到处都是魔鬼设下的陷阱。
So if you look at this world, there's many, many traps that are set by Satan.
你掉下去犯罪了，你就离开神了。
If you falter, if you run into a trap, then you will sin.
这是最可怕的。
And that's a very scary thought.
所以我们不是不知道魔鬼的诡计。
So it's not that we don't know devil's methods.
我们是知道的。
We know.
所以我们是在打这一场属灵的征战。
So we are already within this spiritual battle.
你仔细看，十年前受洗的。
If you look at those members that were baptized 10 years ago,
我每次到非洲去都要请他们举手。
Every time when I go to Africa, I ask them to once again raise their hands.
这一次我到肯亚去。
This time when I went to Kenya,
因为95年我曾经去过肯亚。
Because I was there in 95.
99个受洗。
At the time, 99 members baptized.
我这一次去就问他们说95年受洗的举手。
So this time when I went, I asked them,please raise your hand from if you were baptized from 1995.
除了少十个人。
Other than those who's already passed, no more than 10 people raised their hands.
那其他人到哪里去？
Where did all the other people went?
已经离开教会了。
They all left church.
教会是耶稣的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
离开教会就是等于离开神。
Those who depart from the body of Christ, essentially has departed God.
切断了。
You've segregated yourself from God.
他是怎么离开教会？
So how did they turn away from God?
有的世界很忙，世界很忙。
The world is very busy.
忙到最后他就不信了。
Some people are busy to the point where that they have no time for God.
有的是犯罪。
Some people sinned.
有的拜偶像。
Some people went to worship idols.
有很多不同的原因。
A lot of different reasons.
不管什么原因，到最后你离开了神。就是被魔鬼吃掉。
No matter what the reasons are, but the fact that at the end of the day, if you left church, then you've left God and went back to Satan.
所以我们今天这个属灵的征战，我们一定要很清楚的认识。
So in our spiritual battle today, in our daily lives, we must clearly understand this.
我们才能够得胜。
And then will we conquer our battle, our enemies.
我们的敌人是魔鬼，是看不见的，他要吞噬我们。
We have to realize that our enemy as Satan, somebody that we cannot see, and he wants to devour us.
好，我们来看，回来看《哥林多后书》。
Turn back to Second Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多后书的第十章。
Second Corinthians chapter 10.
第四节。
Verse 4.
我们征战的兵器不是属乎血气，乃是在神面前有能力， 可以攻破坚固的营垒。
The weapons we fight with are not weapons of this world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds.
第五节
，Verse five，
将各样计谋、各样男主人认识神那些至高之事一概攻破了，又将人所有的心意夺回，使他都顺服基督。
We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ.
到底我们跟魔鬼征战得胜的关键在哪里？
So what is the pivotal point in our success, in our battle with Satan?
第三节说，我们不凭着血气征战。
Verse 3 also tells us that we do not wage war as the world does.
什么叫凭血气征战？
What does that mean?
我们在这场属灵的这个征战里面呢，不是说你世界上能力强，所以你信仰就能够持守到底。
In our spiritual battle against Satan, it does not means that if you're well equipped materialistically or in this world, then you will win.
也不是说因为你在世界上很有教育，所以你信仰就可以持守到底。
Or it also does not mean that if you're very smart, you have a lot of education, then you will overcome this battle.
这些世界上人所依靠的这一些，所追求的这一些，跟信仰的成就是没有关系的。
All the accomplishments, all the things that this world believes of importance will have no bearing in terms of your success in your battle against Satan.
那到底我们征战要得胜的关键在哪里？
So what is the factor in our success in our battle against Satan?
这里说在神的面前有能力。
Here it says that we must have power and strength in front of God.
因为既然是一个征战，魔鬼在人的心中设下各样的障碍。
Since it's a battle, Satan will set different traps and obstructions. For us.
你为什么不信耶稣？
Why is it that you don't believe in Christ?
你知道耶稣是救主啊。
Don't you know that Christ is God?
为什么不信？
So why don't you believe?
他就告诉你很多很多原因。
And this person will then explain and give you a lot of excuses and reasons.
那一些原因就是魔鬼弄下来的。
A lot of those reasons and excuses have been planted by Satan.
所以我们在传福音哦，困难不是你把福音介绍给谁。
So in our preaching of the gospel, the difficulty is not the actual gesture, the work of doing a preaching and sharing the truth to others.
困难是你怎么改变他的心。
The difficulty is how can you transform another person's heart.
这个是最难的。
That is the most difficult task.
如果这个做得到，信耶稣的人就会增加。
If you can accomplish that with success, then there's a lot of people that will then believe in Christ.
但是要叫人信耶稣，要改变人的心，这不是口才做得到的。
However, it's to change a person's heart is not something that you could just talk somebody into.
我常常觉得口才最好就是那个 sales, 做这个销售员。
I often believe that a salesperson are the most eloquent, articulate person.
你去买车子，明明不买，他就有办法讲到让你买。
You may enter a dealership not with the intention to buy, but the salesperson will talk you into buying something.
不但买，而且买的价钱很高。
Not only will you buy, you will buy at the price higher than norm.
有一个姐妹去买车子，车子买回来哭着回来说那个 sales 有用硬的，有用软的，最后买到了，但价钱很高，哭着回来。
We have a sister that came back from a car dealership in tears. She bought a car. And she said that the salesperson used various tactics on her, and at the end, she paid more than she should have.
如果口才本身可以说服人信耶稣，那很简单。我们今天大家出钱，请一些 sales 帮我们推销服务。
Articulate to preach to God, others, then today, then we should hire a lot of salesmen to do the task for us.
但是最后我们发现最重要的关键就是神在感动他。
We must realize that the most important factor is God's inspiration.
在神没有一件事是不可能的。
We have to realize that to God, everything is possible.
所以你在看到这个人好像很硬，甚至会逼迫他的家人，到最后变成一个非常爱主耶稣的人。
And sometimes when we preach to others, we may see that person is almost impossible for him to believe he will be persecuted by his family, but to God, he has a way.
为什么？
Why?
因为神的能力在他心里做工。
Because God is doing His work within that person's heart.
所以我们不要想说我的家人没有希望，这个我最知道了，他硬到底。
We should not just cast somebody aside just because we believe that it's impossible for that person to believe.
在神没有难成的事情。
We have to realize that to God everything is possible.
所以关键是我们有没有那个权柄。
So the problem or the factor is whether we have the authority to exercise that power.
我这次到肯尼亚去。
This time when I was at Kenya.
我看到一个工人啊，很瘦，好像皮包骨。
I saw a worker of God. He was very skinny.
我问他说，你是不是没有东西吃？
I asked him, do you have food to eat?
他说不是。
He said, no, I have food to eat.
他在告诉我，他最近跟另外三个工人，四个人啊，两个跑到山上去祷告。
He said to me, though, recently with other three members, four of them went up on the mountain to pray.
一共七天。
They pray for 7 days.
他们只带水上去。
They only brought water.
七天了就在那里面祷告。
For 7 days in the mountains with only water, they prayed.
白天就是祷告一个小时，休息一个小时。
In the daytime, they would pray 1 hour and then rest for an hour.
那晚上就祷告一个小时，休息两个小时。
And during evening, they would pray for 1 hour and rest for 2 hours.
那我就问他说，好，那祷告七天到底有什么不同？
So I asked them, so do you feel anything or feel any difference after praying for 7 days?
他跟我讲四点。
He told me 4 things.
第一点，他说祷告七天以后，看圣经啊，很容易受感动。
He said that first of all, after I prayed for 7 days, when I opened the Bible, I'm easily touched by the words of God. My eyes been opened by God.
第二个
，second，
他说祷告七天以后，教会很多问题自然就消失了。
After that 7 days of prayer, a lot of problems and issues in church miraculously just disappeared.
第三点
，third，
祷告七天以后，慕道者自己来。
After that, true seekers came to church by themselves.
我去的那一次有十几个受洗。
So that time when I went, more than 10 people baptized.
第四个
，fourth，
他说祷告七天以后，他讲道理啊，不但会感动人啊，他自己也很感动。
That after 7 days of prayer, that when he gives a sermon, not only he edifies and inspires, touches others, he himself is touched.
所以确实我们今天服侍神打这场美好的战，最重要的关键是要有属灵的权柄。
So today in our service towards God, in our battle of our spirit, the most important factor is that we have to rely on God.
这个权柄就是借着圣灵神赐给我们的。
We have to have His authority and power, and that's granted through His Holy Spirit from God.
所以我们已经有这个兵器在身上。
That way we have that spiritual weapon with us.
因此我们要传福音。
So we must then preach the gospel.
最重要还是要从人的内心开始。
Of course, we have to, our act would have to come from within.
把这个内心的障碍拿掉。
We have to try to take away the obstacles of people's hearts.
很多人就会信耶稣。
Then people will believe in Christ.
所以彼得起来证道。
So when Peter got up to testify for the word
of God. 你仔细看使徒行传第二章。
If you read Acts chapter 2 clearly.
彼得没有说主耶稣爱你们。
Peter did not tell the multitude at the time that the Lord Jesus Christ loves you.
给你们更好的工作，更舒服的生活。
That he will promise to give you more materialistic benefits.
彼得说，你们所钉死的耶稣，他已经复活了。
Peter said, though, that the Jesus that you crucified has ascended.
他今天，他就是救主。
And today he is the Savior.
大家听了好像刀在扎心。
And people, when they heard those words, it was like knives.
就问彼得，那我们要怎么做？
Pricking their hearts. So they asked Peter, what should we do?
彼得也没有讲得很客气，说你要悔改。
Peter was not, he was very direct with them.
说你要悔改。
And told them that you must repent.
每个人都是大人了，有的是有头有脸的人了。彼得说你要悔改。
And those people were very accomplished people. Some of them, most of them are adults. Peter told them, you need to repent.
这个也不好听啊。
That's not very eloquent or very polite way of putting it.
但是因为有神的权柄。
However, because he had the authority of God.
这个话砸到内心。
That those words pricked those people's hearts.
改变他们内心。
Transformed their hearts.
所以真的三千个人悔改。
3,000 people repented that day.
彼得是一个无学的小民。
Peter was a nobody.
为什么三千个人是会受洗？
Why is it that he was capable or able to cause 3,000 people to
因为他们的心改变了
and be baptized.
为什么心改变？
Their hearts were transformed.
因为有神的权柄。
Why? It was because he had the authority of God.
所以我们今天要服侍神。
So today in our service towards God,
我们要认清楚看不见的敌人。
we have to acknowledge and see clearly who our enemies are.
第一个就是我们里面的恶的欲望。
First is our with from within our sinful nature.
第二个就是外面的吼叫的狮子魔鬼。
Second, the devouring Satan prowling around.
我们得胜的把握就是神的权柄。
And the key to our salvation is the authority of, from God.
所以我们多祷告，我们就可以得胜。
Let us pray more, and so that we may conquer our battles.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let us sing him.
168.
Sing him 168. Again, we'd like to thank God that a lot of youth have come to attend the theological seminars.
我们为这个来祷告，求主耶稣能够装备他们，成为主合用的器皿，来服侍，服侍主耶稣。
Let's keep this in our prayers so that the Lord could use them as vessels to serve him.
其实这个也是圣何西教会服侍神的一个机会。
And this is an opportunity for San Jose Church to serve God as well.
我们常常发现啊，一个教会啊办很多的活动，结果信徒因为很积极的参与圣工，信仰反而更加的火热。
A lot of times that we see when a church hosts a lot of different activities, that in participation the members would be benefited themselves as well.
因为当我们投入我们爱神的心、爱教会的心，神就与我们同在同工。
Because when we throw ourselves for the work of God, God will abide with us.
那我们教会的圣工就会发展起来。
And that will cause our church work to flourish as well.
所以这两个礼拜的服事啊，我们大家一起积极来参与。
So within these 2 weeks of serving the Lord, let us continue to encourage one another and study the words of God.
然后我们最后要一起来祷告。
Now we will conclude with a prayer.
求主赐给我们上头的能力。
We ask God to grant us power from above.
使我们能够过得胜的生活。
So that we could live a conquering life.
也请我们常常为着慕道朋友祷告。
Also, let's also continue to pray for our truth seekers.
或者为一些信仰比较软弱的同龄代祷。
Pray for those members that are in need of our prayers.
在神无所不能。
And remember that to God everything is possible.
那慕道者 Lisa 她生一个 baby 为她祷告。
Our truth seeker Lisa had a baby and it was premature. So